The Mount Pleasant Farmers Market is about to reach their 10th birthday. They're celebrating the milestone on Saturday, and you're invited. Market manager Therese Stevens joins me to discuss. Happy birthday. You've been there since day one, Therese. Must be a wonderful milestone to celebrate.
Oh, it's so fantastic. 10 years have just flown by, and it's something that everybody is so proud of, that we've reached 10 years.
What did it take to get it up and running?
Wow. Well, previous to it opening, we actually ran a survey about 2 years previous and asked people, did they want a farmer's market? And of course, everybody said, of course, we would love to have a farmer's market in Mount Pleasant. And then, of course, the survey went through, what day would you like it? How often would you like it? So we got all that information from the survey and set a date, and off we went, basically. Opening day, I think we had over 2,000 people there, and a lot of our producers had to go back to their farms and get more produce because they just sold out.
Oh, right. Wow.
Yeah.
And you got produce, all sorts of different kinds of produce from around the region?
Yeah, so it varies, and that's the thing with the farmer's market. It's so seasonal. So whatever's in season, that's what's at the farmer's market. So it's a really good teaching tool for myself, because I know in supermarkets you can go and you can get strawberries any time of the year, but you really do learn about the seasons of our fruit and veg by shopping at the farmer's market. And within that, you learn about the taste. So strawberries, when they're in season, that's when they taste the best. That's the best time to buy them. So, yeah, really good educational tool for everybody to go to a farmer's market and see what there is, because you can't always just buy strawberries. They must come from somewhere else if they're not around. So we do all sorts of produce. We have a gentleman that hails from Murray Bridge, actually, and he's a big, big market garden, and he does a full range of fruit and veg. Really lovely guy. We love to call him, his title is the Turk. Sabri and his lovely family, and they've been with the market almost since opening day.
Sounds like you've had a lot of other milestones and things to celebrate over the years by having the Mount Pleasant Farmers Market, Therese.
Definitely, we definitely have. There's so many achievements and so many things that we're proud of that the market has achieved in the 10 years, you know. We've actually raised $130,000, which has been collected at our gate by local community groups, and that's been donated back to the community. Like, that's amazing for the farmers market, which is a not-for-profit group. At the Mount Pleasant Showgrounds, there's been all these advantages to the showground, because we've put in murals, we've built sheds, we've put new toilet blocks in. This has all been spawned by the farmers market. We actually have an ATM. Mount Pleasant lost both of its banks, so we have an ATM every Saturday there. So, you know, within the region, people are supported by the farmers market. So those things are really important in a community, in a small community town, and for the whole region to support our producers. So, yeah, I think that's what I'm proud of the most, the effect it has had on the community, not just Mount Pleasant, but the whole of the regional areas within Mount Pleasant.
Therese Stevens is with me. She's market manager with the Mount Pleasant Farmers Market, celebrating their 10th birthday this Saturday. What's planned for celebrations?
So, for our celebrations, we're lucky enough to have Simon Bryant come back to the market. Now, he was at our opening day, major, major draw card, and totally believes in the philosophy of the farmers market. Now, he came first day, he came to our first birthday, and he also came to our fifth, and then we're very honoured to have him back for our 10th. So he's going to be doing a cooking demo. He's such an entertainer, and he's a bit quirky, a bit funny, and yeah, just a lovely, lovely guy. So he'll be there this Saturday. We're planning for 10 o'clock, so the market opens at 8, so you can have a wander around, and then at 10, go and see Simon do his thing.
Great. Anything else going on Saturday?
There's, of course, music, entertainment, kids' activities, all, of course, COVID safe. I think there's about 40 producers in for the actual day, so plenty of choice. So if you want to come and do your shopping, you can. There's breakfast on offer. Our farmers market breakfast has grown very famous over the last 10 years, which is sourced straight out of the farmers market. So really worthwhile.
Brilliant. Oh, well, happy birthday again. I hope you have a lovely time. Say hi to Simon for me.
Yeah, we'll do. We're just so pleased about reaching the milestone. And believe it or not, we've still got three of our original storeholders. We're all just one great big family. And an interesting fact, there's been two managers for the last 10 years, and we actually hold the record in Australia for the longest serving in the whole of Australia, by a country mile, basically, according to the Australian Farmers Market Association.
Oh,
so that's
fantastic.
An achievement in itself, yeah.
Great. Lovely to have you on the program today, Therese Stevens. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, no problem, Jenny.